USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's legal team has finished up opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Trump attorney Jay Sekulow said they should dismiss the case.
The Constitution requires it. Justice demands it.
The Q&A portion of the trial comes next. Following that, the debate over witnesses like John Bolton. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to get witnesses. You can bring Bolton right into this chamber and he can swear under oath and be cross-examined by you.
But Trump attorney Pat Cipollone says after the Q&A, they should acquit the president.
We urge the Senate to reject these articles of impeachment for all of the reasons we have given you.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says right now he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 187 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is welcoming President Trump's proposed peace plan for the Middle East and says he will begin annexing the West Bank settlements on Sunday.
This is a historic day.
The president didn't address the question of Palestinian refugees and whether they'll have the right of return to their former homes. And he said neither Palestinians nor Israelis would be uprooted from their homes under his plan.
My vision presents a win-win opportunity for both sides, a realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas called the plan the slap of the century. Officials say they've recovered all of the victims who died in the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter. Nike says they've completely sold out of all Kobe Bryant merchandise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Pentagon has released an updated list of locations outside Vietnam where tactical herbicides like Agent Orange were used, tested, or stored by the U.S. military. USA's John Clemens reports.
10 new locations were listed by the military that Pentagon spokesman Chuck Pritchard describes as thorough.
This was a very thorough review through all of the records that were available and updated the list so that the VA would have the most accurate information to work with the claims from veterans.
This will help veterans who have health claims from their service in Vietnam.
The Department of Defense maintains a list of where Agent Orange and other tactical herbicides were used both in Vietnam and in other locations. And then the Department of Veterans Affairs uses that information when veterans go to make claims that they have health issues related to exposure to these tactical herbicides.
I'm John Clemens.
A gauge of consumer confidence rose by more than expected this month. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
According to the Conference Board, the Consumer Confidence Index rose to 131.6 this month. That's up from 126.5 in December. Economists were expecting a rise to about 128. The board also reports 49% of consumers think jobs are plentiful right now, compared to 12% who think jobs are hard to get. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.